This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by BEX. Since 1937, BEX has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag. The big theme of the week would be the report, the USDA report on Thursday at 11 o'clock, the WASDE report. Just seeing how the numbers measure up with the August numbers. Now, you know, back in August, the government put out a corn yield of 183.1, but then the Pro Farmer Tour came in at 181, 2 million over. So we'll see what the government does in corn this time around. We've had a lot of hot weather in the last couple of weeks, and may have taken the top end off these yields. So I would expect something lower than what we had last month for corn. Soy's back in August, the government said 53.2. Pro Farmer came out about a week later with the 54.9, and that's what they're predicting now for. And they're predicting the government's going back to 53.2, what they had in August for the bean yield because of the hot weather we've had put the top end on the yield.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At BEX, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. BEX, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BEXHybrids.com.
December corn down 3 even at 404 and a quarter. November soybeans down 20 and 3 quarters at 997 and a quarter. October soybean meal down 740 at 313.30. Soybean oil down 78 cents at 40.29. On the Merck, October live cattle down 60 cents at 176.32. September feeders up 75 cents at 238.47. October lean hogs down 25 at 78.55. That's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.